The other story that's getting a lot of attention this afternoon on the talkback line involves the definition of domestic violence. It is being widened for the first national guidelines, and these are guidelines for judges and magistrates. And there's some criticism that they are too broad because the judicial guidelines say that family violence can now include things like yelling, criticising housework, and withdrawing affection. The Federal Attorney General George Brandis has released the new guidelines for the courts, saying it will assist judges and magistrates with their decision-making. Prue Goward is the New South Wales Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She's on the line. Minister, good afternoon.
Good day, Ben.
There is some criticism here that we're broadening the definition of family violence to even include things like silent treatment. What do you say about those criticisms?
Well, we know that domestic violence is not just a one-off incident of having a punch in the face or a stab. We know that domestic violence is very much related to a pattern of controlling and coercive behaviour, such as not letting you use your Facebook account, not letting you have a credit card, telling you your friends aren't welcome, you hate your parents coming over. All those patterns of behaviour, all those behaviours, if they are part of a pattern and it's associated with fear and threat, then that's part of the story of domestic violence. I mean, then nobody starts off just hitting their partner in the face. That's not where domestic violence starts. It almost invariably starts with that pattern of other abuse, which is often harder to even recognise as domestic violence. But that's
sure.
Basically what George Brandis is saying. That it, I mean, it's not an offence to criticise your partner for not doing the housework.
Mm.
What he means is, it's taken account of when you're deciding whether or not, as a judge, the offence you're dealing with is a domestic violence offence or not.
Okay, it's not an easy thing to police
No.
when you're talking about the silent treatment or
Yes.
withdrawing affection, but what you're saying, Prue Goward, is if you add all of those things up, then that will help a magistrate or a judge determine whether or not someone has been abused.
That's right, and it's got to be a pattern. I mean, you know, it's not once getting the silent treatment or most of the symptoms. Probably there'd be aspects of everybody's relationship with a bit of argy-bargy, but it's when it's a pattern and it's associated with fear and she knows when she gets the silent treatment that there's this coming, or he knows when he gets the silent treatment that there's a this coming. So it's about associating all these behaviours with the fear of assault, and sometimes, even before the assaults begin, this is part of an intimidating pattern in a relationship. So I've seen lots of research that shows that domestic violence never begins with a hit. It always begins with this sort of control that can take years to work up before you get to the stage when you can then hit with impunity.
Is it the case, Prue, that once upon a time that the bar was too high sometimes for victims to jump because the offender hadn't crossed the line as far as physical abuse or, you know, ongoing mental abuse, but there were these other things that might have been going on in the relationship that were conducted but didn't cross the bar?
I think that's a very good point, and I think that has been part of the problem for judges and magistrates. That, you know, if you just presented with a single event, it's hard to say, well, that's a criminal offence. But when you put that together with a pattern of behaviour that's intimidating and frightening, then you can see that that offence, whether it's a hit in the face or a stabbing or worse, is actually part of an ongoing
pattern. Right. Just lastly and very briefly, should victims of this family violence record some of the offences going on in the home so there's evidence?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, you've got to recognise that that's what it is. And I think one of the good things about the attorney's announcement is that it does bring this to the surface. I mean, I can think of a lot of people who are in relationships like that and have said to me they didn't even recognise that as domestic violence until they said, I can't take this anymore, I'm leaving. And then the physical abuse began,
okay.
But it was actually part of this longer pattern. So this is a very powerful discussion that people have to have. You know, if you are in a relationship where he or she won't let you have a credit card, monitors your Facebook, tells your friends that they're not welcome, drives your parents away from the house, tells you that, accuses you constantly of fidelity, then you put that together and there is a pattern there, and sadly it's often associated then with physical abuse.
Thank you for coming on, Minister. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Prue Goward, the New South Wales Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence. If you've got a take on that, 131 873.